Brilliant news yesterday. Zoe Hyde from Killorgan, along with Sunita Paspor, won bronze in the women's double sculls at the World Rowing Championships in the Czech Republic. The Team Ireland duo finished just ahead of their Austrian counterparts to claim the final medal behind Romania and the Netherlands, who took home gold and silver, respectively. Paspor in the bow seat behind Hyde, a multiple world and European champion in single sculls for Ireland, and relished the opportunity to compete in the doubles alongside Killorgan Rowing Club, Killorgan Rowing Club's Zoe Hyde. Here's a little bit of Zoe speaking to John Drummy yesterday on Radio Kerry Sunday Sport.
I feel like I'm a bit of a dream at the moment. It's very surreal. It's just been a bit of a whirlwind. Still hasn't hit, to be honest.
I watched the race, and Romania had it eaten up, really. I think early on they were, you know, it was the minor places. You nearly got second, I'd say. If the race went another little bit, you would have caught the Dutch.
To be honest, I thought we actually came fourth when we crossed the line. It was only when my partner Sunita started cheering, I was, and then looked over and realised where we'd come. So, I think we gave it a good fight, and it worked out well.
Talk about the strategy going into the race. Was this a first big international final for you of this magnitude?
So we raced in the World Cup 2 in Poznan in May at that time. And we came second, actually, to the Dutch again. But it was a bigger margin. It was about 5 or 6 seconds. And we were only in the boat 2 weeks together. And then it kind of grew from there. We went to Europeans in Munich a couple of weeks ago, but we both unfortunately got ill, so we weren't able to compete. So then when we got here, we just wanted to give it our best push, and worked out well enough.
Yeah, how do you start a race like this? You know, it's over the distance that it is. It looked like the conditions were quite good for it as well. It looked quite calm. What were the conditions like?
The wind was actually quite good, but during the race, I don't know, was it from the other boats? Because the course is actually, it's man-made and it's only 2 kilometres, whereas in other countries it'd be a bit longer and stuff. So it's very washy because you have all the boats on going at the same time and stuff like that. So the race was a bit washy, so it was a bit all over the place. But like wind-wise, it was great. We've experienced a lot of windy racing this year, so it was nice to have a bit of calmness.
So you thought you won. I mean, is that just how focused you are, that you're only concentrating on your own race and whatever is happening around you, you have to try and disregard that?
Yeah, exactly. We really put like a big emphasis, especially in the final, because we found in our semi we were a little bit focused on other crews and we just felt like it wasn't our best race. So going into the final, we were really just focused on the process and what we could do. We just wanted to put our best time and our best race, and whatever the outcome was going to be, we were going to be happy with it. But yeah.
This is a golden era of rowing for Ireland. Seventh on the medals table with 2 golds and 2 bronze. How does that feel to be part of that history?
Surreal, to be honest. I only joined the team in February of this year, so I've only been up for a couple of months. So, as I said, it's just been an absolute whirlwind. And like the team at the moment is amazing. We have so many people than there would have been in like the last couple of years. Like, we have a full men's squad and a full women's squad. So there's a really great buzz around the place and the support is amazing. Like, everyone was cheering for us today because we were the last boat. So it was amazing to see everyone looking down on us getting our medal and everything. So, yeah.
And then you're looking at, you know, Monica and Aileen in the Olympics last year. Is that a goal for you now to emulate that?
Gosh, it'd be amazing. But I think just taking it one day at a time. Like, I honestly didn't expect to be, if you told me this time last year that you were going to be winning a medal at the World Championships, I think I'd laugh at your face. So I came into the season with no expectations and it's definitely overseen them. So I think just going forward, just one day at a time and just doing the best I can, and then hopefully that produces the result and hopefully Paris will be on the horizon.
Yeah, there you go. That's speaking to John Drummy yesterday on Sunday Sport. Zoe Hyde after that brilliant bronze medal at the World Championships in the Czech Republic. With me in the line to talk about this is Mike Fleming, junior club captain and head coach of Killorgan Rowing Club. Mike, you must all be delighted with what happened yesterday.
Hello, John. How are you doing? We had a wonderful time.
I can imagine.
Another great day.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Like, what a performance, and particularly from someone that's really in the first year at that level, I suppose, of international rowing.
Yes, I suppose, you know, from the history of the club, I suppose, really, there was people there that she was looking up to always, and you know, Zoe always put in a lot of effort and work and stuff like that, you know. It was no big surprise to me to see her where she was, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You've seen the graph, the talent, I suppose, that was there, but also, I suppose, it comes down to the application and the training and the early mornings and all of that, Mike.
That's the thing, yeah. Zoe started off with me when she was 13 and 14, as a junior 14, you know. Then went away for a while, got educated and came back to me. But, yeah, she's a fine athlete and puts a lot of work in.
Do you know, when you see someone at that age, can you tell that, look, this person is something special, or is it a mix of that, you know, whether they have it in them to do the work, or is it luck? A part comes into it as well, Mike. What does it take to get to that level? Because it's very, like, even to get a place on that boat, it's hugely competitive within Irish rowing.
It is, of course, yeah. It isn't luck, really. It's about grinding down the hours and getting the hard work done, you know, and putting in the time.
Yeah.
And discipline, the amount of discipline required is huge. You know, the early nights and early mornings and that, you know.
How nervous were you when the race got underway?
Well, I wasn't nervous at all, I suppose. In one sense, the fact that I kind of knew where they were going to end up, you know. I'd have known a lot of the athletes around her and the other crews. And I was thinking a bronze would have been a wonderful achievement, you know.
Yeah, you figured that's what they were able to farm up to, and maybe even higher again.
Well, that's where they were at right now, you know. She's not, that crew is only put together since, a couple of months, I suppose, really, you know. So yeah. You only got all of that, you know. So, it's been a wonderful few years, really. And hopefully it continues.
Yeah, yeah, we've Fianna Fáil councillor Michael Cahill has got in touch to say he believes the achievement of Zoe Hyde and Killorgan Rowing Club is down to a lot of help and a lot of work and the work of the people in the area, her family, the local community, the funding that's been provided by previous governments down through the years. It's all starting to reap rewards now. Is that a fair statement, Mike?
It's very fair, I suppose. I suppose going back many years ago when the Bios House was built first, people were wondering what was going on here, you know?
Yeah.
but the foresight was fantastic, you know, to see. And it's all coming to fruition now, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's making a difference.
It's all happening. Yeah, it's making a difference to have it, yeah. That's for sure, yeah.
Well, listen, Mike, congratulations and well done to everyone in Killorgan Rowing Club. Hope it's the start of many great things to come for Zoe and the club in general.
Yes, yeah, yeah. We have another World Championship coming up in a week's time, with the World Offshore Championships in Wales. So we'll be heading out there Wednesday week.
Okay.
So our season isn't finished yet.
No, certainly not. Brilliant stuff. Mike, yeah, thanks a million for that, and well done again.
Thanks.
Great stuff there. That is Mike Fleming, Junior Club Captain and Head Coach of Killorgan Rowing Club. That statement from Michael Cahill coming in along the lines. I think it was John O'Donoghue who was the Minister for Sport when that money went to Killorgan Rowing Club all those years ago. I'm delighted for Killorgan Rowing Club, Zoe, her family, local community. Everyone in Killorgan throughout the county are extremely proud of Zoe and Sunita winning bronze at the Women's Double Sculls World Rowing Championships in the Czech Republic. And Councillor Cahill is asking Kerry County Council to host a civic reception for these two amazing girls who are such an example to all of us, but particularly to our youth, says Councillor Cahill.